وعن سليمان ابن بريدة عن ابيه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمهم اذا خرجوا الى المقابر ان يقولوا السلام على اهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين وانا ان شاء الله بكم لاحقون نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية رواه مسلم. Now you see Abdu'l-Mu'izz, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was teaching them when they got the grave to say assalamu alaikum, may the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on you, all the dwellers of the houses from the believers and the Muslims. It was not only because my uncle, my father is here, all the Muslims, okay? The authority that his father, that messenger of Allah used to teach the companions to say when they went to the cemeteries, peace be upon you, inhabitants of the dwellings who are of the members of the believers and Muslims. If Allah wills, we shall join you. We ask Allah to grant us a new well-being. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. Okay? This is one of the ways that they teach us how to greet and make dua. Make dua to the dead people. Okay? Say, السلام عليكم السلام على أهل الديار من المؤمنين والمسلمين. السلام على اهل الديار من المسلمين من المؤمنين والمسلمين. الديار is a plural for دار. دار like a house. Okay? Because this is their دار, this is their houses, this is their living place. Okay? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will for them to come out. من المؤمنين والمسلمين. وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون. Also you remind yourself about that you're going to join them soon. Okay? نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us and for you. Okay? Will be. Hadith number 481 and the hadith reported by Ibn Abbas in the collection of Tirmidhi, and the hadith is حديث نمبر 481 نو 482 which one we will the one I'm going to read now 482 okay. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبور المدينة فأقبل عليهم بوجهه فقال السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور يغفر الله لنا ولكم أنتم سلفنا ونحن بالأثر رواه الترمذي وقال حسن. This hadith is حسن لغيره. Okay, is good as a result of supported by other narration. The hadith reported by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah ﷺ passed by the graves of Medina and he turned his face towards him and said assalamu alaikum ya ahl al qubur, may Allah grant forgiveness for us and for you, you are our salaf and we coming behind you, peace be upon you inhabitants of the graves, may Allah forgive us and you have gone before us and we are coming after you. Hadith Hasan لغيرهi. Hadith before the last, or the last hadith, hadith number 482. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تسبوا الأموات فإنهم قد أفضوا إلى ما قدموا. حديث is reported by عائشة in the collection of الإمام البخاري. The hadith is authentic. The رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said: don't curse the dead because they already had done or they had faced whatever they had sinned before them. Do not reveal the dead, for they have reached what they have sinned before them. So this hadith Rasulullah sallam teaching us the proper manner towards the Muslims, that we are not supposed to curse them, we are not reveal their secrets. Okay, especially we're talking about the Muslims, or the Muslims that we know that they were doing something bad and they made repentance before they die, that we are not supposed to be talking about them ill, because whatever they did, okay, now they are facing it. So talking about them now is not going to help anything. So we shouldn't be involved in their history from whatever bad, or curse them or things like this, to mention anything about what they did. In another narration, which by At-Tirmidhi said, فَتُؤْزُوا الْأَحْيَاء, because this will cause disturbance for the living one. Okay, because maybe some relatives of this person in this gathering, or some friends, or whatever it is, so you are not really doing anything to the dead person, but now you disturbing the living one. So that we should refrain from cursing or talking bad about the Muslims after they die, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. How much time left? Approximately 15 minutes. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. Inshallah we finish the janaza. And our next class inshallah is going to be about the zakah. We're still keeping our class to be after Isha, regardless whatever time is the iqama. So if the iqama next week is going to be at 7 as example, so our class will be start immediately after Salat al-Isha. Yes, sister.
How long can we keep a body? I heard it's no more than 3 months. What is the problem with that? On that? With the knowledge? I know you should bury it.
I have no information or concerning limitation of how long. As long as there is a necessity for keeping the body. As example, you're waiting for somebody to come from other town, and this person is relative which is rich person, and you know that the person will pass away, he owe people money. Because the debt is a prevention of the person getting his position of his reward or whatever been prepared for him. So we delay him for something like this, as example, until somebody will come and pay his debt, okay? Whatever money that you owe the people. If there is no necessity, we bury him immediately. If there is a necessity, as example, like nowadays you could not bury the person until they make sure that this was a natural death, as example, that nobody poisoned him, okay? So until this investigation take place, you have to keep. But it's not any time to show how much time, but you shouldn't keep it until it starts smelling. No, I don't know about any limitation to show 3. I didn't ever see any information about it. The information that I'm familiar with, that you should rush it. And the only thing, as I said, if there is a reason to delay it, this the delay can be an hour, can be a day, Allah knows best how long.
If a person dies and they owe you money, Can you relieve them of the debt?
Yes, this will be something good of you. Yes, if you do this, this is possible. That will. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, usually his habit, he used to ask the Sahaba, does this man owe anybody money? If they said to him yes, he said, you pray on him. He doesn't pray on the people. If they doing something like owning people money, he said, you pray on him. And one time one of the Sahaba said, O Prophet of Allah, I will pay his debt. He said, you sure you taking care of it? You been in ch-? He said, yes, it's on me. He said, okay. Now the Prophet ﷺ, he went and he prayed on him. So if it's your right and you want to relieve it, this is something good, inshallah.
I mean, what even if he have, like let's say he has good intention, he wants to pay his debt.
Uh-huh.
But then he died. So he doesn't deserve the Prophet to pray on him. Is that, I mean,
as long as the debt is not been paid, no. Now if he have inherited, okay, we can take from inheritance and pay it. If you have some properties that we can take it and sell it, it can be done. If somebody said, members of the community said, I will take it on me, this is good.
So this is indicating to me is not to get in debt.
We shouldn't, I explained this last week, that we shouldn't, not we shouldn't, that we have to try our best not to get in debt except there is something, a necessity in our life. Because sometimes we get in debt, you understand, because we like something or want, like I said, somebody have a car 89 and is running good and everything, but you understand, because his position in the company or whatever, he doesn't, he feel bad to go with a car like this, you see. So he go now and owe money, and borrow money, so he can have something, he look good in front of the people with it. This is, it's not the way of Islam.
Question, but as far as debt, say you you know your rent is due and you died, you know, the day before your rent, is that considered debt? You know, as far as bills like that.
It is a debt. It is. It's due for the new month.
If you owe him for the last month, then the rent you paid before you get it.
Akhi, we have to understand Islam. If I go kill a kafir for no just reason, it's still a killing. If I stole a money of a kafir for no just reason, it's still stealing. Doesn't matter who you do it to, you see. When Islam says stealing, adultery, all these things, he didn't say if a Muslim or not Muslim. Did not make difference about this. Okay? Yes. As I said, this is a new subject, and some of the scholars, they said yes, and some of the scholars said no, you could not do it. So it's not something that we can pinpoint from Quran and Hadith, but even the people who have the Hadith and they say this is our evidence that the Prophet ﷺ said that when you break the bone of the dead, like breaking it while it's alive. Other people said yes, if you do it intentionally out of disrespect, okay, but you are not breaking it for purpose of breaking it. You taking it to help another Muslim or another human being. So as I said, that scholars are different about this subject, and Allah knows best.
If my soul, or when the husband dies, or vice versa, and they owe a debt, is the spouse responsible for the debt?
If he left inheritance, if he left the property, no, you are not responsible about his the money that you owe the people. But if he left the amount of money before you get your share, it's supposed to be this paid. And if you one of the heirs or whatever you call it after him to to benefit from this. It is your duty to pay his debt before you get whatever that is supposed to be for you. But you don't carry his sin. Yes, sir. No, okay. Please, brothers and sisters, there is nothing called stupid question or silly question.
No,
we have to learn about our deen.
Right. My question is that, say for instance, you have like a debt that you need to pay off, and as you said, I want to donate my liver to somebody when I die, and they'll give me a certain amount of money. Can you take that, get the money, and pay for your debt like that?
No. Number one, your body is not yours. You understand? For you to sell it and do these things, okay? This is the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to take care of it. You're selling something that is not actually supposed to be sold originally. So this is issue, you understand, about donating and the liver and the kidney and all the stuff. This is something that is the best for me to say. Allah knows best about it. And it's.
Can you clarify the point that some people sell their blood,
In need a scholar, not a student of knowledge.
There is a hadith, that you cannot sell any part. I think I remember I read hadith that you cannot sell anything which is not of blood or something. It's a clear hadith.
I don't remember. Maybe you're talking about selling the blood, you understand, and eating the blood of animals and selling things like that. But I don't know there is a hadith about a human being blood or a human being liver, anything like this. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Allah knows best. Good.
In hadith number 477, it says, and the Lord's messenger was sitting beside the grave. And they said that his daughter's buried. And you said there's something about sitting beside the grave. And you were supposed to sit by the grave.
Not to sit on.
And then you said while he was burying it, you shouldn't sit down.
Until they put the janazah down. Okay? Some of the scholars understood, put the janazah down, that you take it from your shoulder or whatever it is, that you carry and put it on the ground here. And some they understood to put it down, that means to put it under in the grave, okay? So he was sitting, okay, like waiting for the preparation, like takes time, understand, digging the grave 2-3 hours, taking the dirt out and all these things. So he's sitting waiting. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The reason that it's advised or
Because mostly the women more emotion, okay, and sometimes they are not able to control their emotion, so this is the reason they shouldn't be in. But visiting the grave in general is recommended for men and women, okay, because this to remind us about the hereafter and about what's going to be happening to us and all these things. But following the janazah, because it's still something like what you may use the term, something fresh is just happening, okay? So the women in their nature, that more emotions than the men, and this will cause them to be crying and maybe wailing and all these things. And also the possibility of the mixing and being in the presence of the men, they understand what she's going to bury the dead person. Yes. No, but one of his daughters. But I don't know who specifically. We can look for it, inshallah. I don't know if he said a daughter. No, he said a daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only thing that we have to go back to the original where the hadith was, which was in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, and after this we look under the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, Fath al-Bari, the book called Fath al-Bari, which explain and sometimes they give more explanation about things like this. But I don't see it here in any of these books that I have for the time being. Alright, inshallah, we can close here, and I was thinking about giving you some general running about, but I think this is good enough for today, inshallah.
So can you pre-dig a grave?
This is not the sunnah about preparing the grave in advance and people buying the coffin in advance and things like this. So like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't telling us for us to be wishing for the death, you see.
Yeah,
so
what I'm saying is that statement, the person is already dead. Like the hadith he read, 477, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting there waiting while they was getting through the digging of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is the person already dead, can you like...
Oh yeah. No, because there is some people, they go dig the grave, they understand whenever they die, that there is grave there is prepared. This is not the proper way, but yes, somebody already passed away, so by the time you understand we washing and wrapping and other people coming to carry him, if somebody go and prepare the grave, it will be okay. Yeah. Inshallah. Alright, Jazakumullah khairan for coming, and may Allah bless you all, and Allah grant us forgiveness and mercy and repentance before our death, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.